There are five tam and there are five muad. Okay, now these terms, tam and muad, we're going to see run throughout the Masechta. And what I mean, I always remember it because tam sounds like tame, right? It's a tame animal. But he brings over here the quote of from the Rambam's commentary to the Mishnah. He defines it as follows, a nice definition. Tam is the name given to that which does not obviously cause damage. And it's not normal for it to cause this type of damage. Rather, it happened by chance. That's tam. This is not a normal damage kind of scenario. Muad is the name given to that which is accustomed to doing always or most of the time this type of damage. So we'll see in the Mishnah, but it's very important that everybody, you know, gets these terms clear. Tam and muad. Tam, it's not usual to cause damage. Muad, it is usual to cause damage. So with that in mind, the Mishnah lists five are tam and five are muad. What are they? A behemoth, animal, animal edis, is not considered that it's muad, that it usually damages, for the following. Lo ligach, for goring. Lo liguch, for pushing. Velo lishoich, for biting. For lying down or kicking. It's not normal for an animal to damage in these ways. It's not actually normal for an animal to gore or an animal to bite. We'll see there's going to be exceptions to this. Certain animals obviously do bite. But in general, that's not the normal way of an animal. So if it does cause damage in that way, it's considered tam damage. It's not normal damage. And therefore, we'll see the laws are different if it's tam or muad category. Hashein, but when it comes to eating, mo'edis lechol es haroila, an animal is considered, it usually damages if this is what it normally eats. So if an animal is eating something that is usual for it to eat, it's considered that's what it does. It's muad, and therefore the laws of muad, which we're going to come to, will apply to that animal. Haregel mo'edis l'shaba b'derech halucha. Also, foot means like walking. An animal is considered muad because as it walks, that's what it does. So it's going to break whatever it's walking on. So it's considered muad for walking. Veshor hamuad. And also we're going to come to the concept of a shor hamuad, which is a bull that normally it gores. It's already gored three times. And we're going to see later in the later Mishnah if it has to gore three times on the same day, three times on different days, etc. But after it's gored three times, and after the owner's been warned to guard his animal before witnesses, so then that animal goes into the category of a muad, and if it does it again, then there's going to be kind of, different laws that apply to it. Veshora mazik b'rishus ha-nizak. Also, if the animal is in the domain of the injured party, there's a higher level of liability over there. It shouldn't be there. What is my animal doing in your yard? So if my animal is in your yard, then there's going to be a greater level of responsibility. For Adam, and a person's also, interesting enough, is caused a damager. So people damage. That's what they do, okay? So a person is also considered a damager. And these animals, va'za'ei, va'ri, va'doi, va'namer, va'badalas, va'nachash, wolf, lion, bear, panther, leopard, and a snake, haray elu ma'adun. These are considered muad. These animals, that's their way, right? An animal, like a lion, whatever, it's gonna damage you. That's considered normally damages. Reb Lezer Omer, he says, bizman shein b'nei tarbus. If the animal's been kind of tamed, domesticated, let's say, then that animal is einan mu'adin, is not considered a mu'ad anymore. You go to maybe the circus or something. So those animals are more used to humans, he says, and therefore they're not considered mu'ad animals. V'anachash mu'ad la'olam, except a snake. You can never tame a snake, right? It's always considered mu'ad. It's always usual for the snake. It's going to bite you. Ma'bein tam l'mu'ad, and what is the difference between a tam and a mu'ad? Elisha tam mishalim chetzi nezek megufo. The tam pays half of the damages from its body. We'll see now what that means. Va'mu'ad mishalim nezek shalem min ha'aliyah. And the mu'ad pays full damages from the choices. So let's deal with the mu'ad first. If a mu'ad, something which usually damages, if it causes damage, then the owner of that animal is fully liable for whatever damage that caused. Okay, fully liable, and that can be claimed even from his land, and even from the choices of his land, he has to pay back. But a tam, an animal that's not usually damaged, so that animal, the owner only pays half of the damage from the body of the animal. So he brings a nice example over here, and the example is if there's a bull worth 20 zuz, and it gores an animal worth 200 zuz, Okay? And the carcass, after it's dead, is worth 100 zuz. You can sell the carcass off for 100 zuz to the butcher or whatever, you know, to sell it to non-Jews. So that is, the damage is worth 100. So that's what he owes him. He owes the person 100 zuz. A tum only pays half the damages. So he would owe him 50. But he only also pays it from the body of the animal that caused the damage. And what's the body of the animal that caused the damage? 20, we said. The animal was only worth 20 zuz. So in this case over here, the owner of the bull which caused the damage can say, here, take my animal. It's only worth 20 zuz, but take it and go. And that's the law. Half the damages only from the body of the animal. We'll come to this again and again, so you'll understand it further as we go. But half the damages that he caused from the body of the animal, that's all he's liable for a tum animal.